you were able to keep your eyes on God's compass. Now, I'm not saying that there weren't mistakes made. I'm not saying that pastors nor people made no mistakes. Now, the last 3 years, we haven't made any mistakes, have we, Betty? No, huh? No. But for the long haul, you have stayed the course. You have kept your eyes on the compass of God's Word and His purpose for this church. The only way that I believe a church can do that is to have followed the Apostle Paul's words in Romans for this morning. Paul's words are not a command or a law, and the longer I'm in ministry, I wonder if even what we call God's laws in the Old Testament are meant to be laws and commands. But definitely, Paul's words are not a command or a law. But simply, these words are how we should respond to a love that's already been given to us. These words are ways that we can respond to the grace that God has so freely given us. Paul describes how love will show itself to be true, to be a true version rather than a counterfeit. This begins by how we treat each other and then moves out to how we treat the community outside of our church, outside of our faith even, those who may not hold the same values that we do. Now, I'm going to once again use the Message this morning. I read from the NRSV earlier, but I really like how the Message puts it this morning. I want to lift that up, and I want to step through this. You're welcome to follow along if you choose. This is Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 9. Now, listen to Paul's words and how the Message states it. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Now, you've heard me say that before, haven't you? Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Now, does that mean that no matter how I feel, I'm like, oh, Ray, how you doing, bud? Man, I love you. Man, you're just so awesome. Tell me what that is. That's fake, isn't it? Anybody that knows me knows that's not me, right? Yeah. Well, right. Love, but love from the center of who you are. Right? Now, I'm going to love Paul different than I love Tyler, but man, this kid is an awesome kid. I love him and I want what's best for him. Right? How about you guys? Man, I love you. That doesn't mean I want to move in with you, right? No. It means I love them. I mean, they are awesome folks, and I enjoy being around them, right? But you know what? Even if I didn't enjoy being around people that walk in late, I'm sorry, Ray. Well, I don't have any hair, so... But you know what? Even if I didn't enjoy hanging out with some of you, one of you, that doesn't mean I don't love you. It just means that God put us together in a way that maybe we don't work well together, and that's okay, right? So love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. I didn't embarrass you, did I?
No.
Oh, okay. Good. Now, run for dear life from evil. Now, you could probably ask every person in this sanctuary what evil is, and we'd probably get a different answer from each and every one of you. But you know what? Paul's getting to the age, excuse me, Paul, I beg your pardon, I didn't ask your permission on this. But Paul's getting to the age where he'll say, hey, Dad, what do you think about if I would do this? Right? And my comment to him is becoming more and more, well, Paul, if you feel like you have to ask me, then that's probably your answer, right? Anybody understand that? So in your life, if you're in the middle of something and all of a sudden God perks up your spirit and you say, oh, wait a minute here. Well, something just doesn't feel right. Run for dear life. If you're in the middle of a movie and that movie isn't what you thought it was, run for dear life. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? If you're at a party and that party isn't what you thought it was, guess what? Run for dear life. Let's say that together. Run for dear life.